Hello.
To Leviathan proportions. We are back.
What?
The most
Yay.
inconsistent podcast on the
My
internet. We took the time to add at least 20% more sex appeal.
Oh.
We had to shut down our studio because of the coronavirus. True. Now we're back.
We need to pump
Action.
those numbers up.
Oh, Jesus.
My God.
Sorry, the homeless here are like really crazy, so homeless people problem. Yeah,
Understandable.
I thought we were friends. My God.
My God.
So today's guest, Xander from A Piece of Our Minds podcast. Let me
Hello.
get to my mind.
Yes.
Our competitor into our studio. What are you thinking?
I love it here.
That's a weird smell,
I'm not
but
being
yeah,
forced to say
it's
that.
stinky. It's very stinky in the studio today. I wonder why.
It adds character, I think.
True. The studio's not stinky. What is it? It adds character. Yeah.
If it's not stinky, then what is
It's not stinky. It's not me.
Yeah, there's no point. There is no point if it is not stinky.
Exactly.
Moving
So yeah, what are we going to talk about today? I
movies. Movie.
forgotten how to guess.
I love movie.
All right. What movie do you like? If you had to pick movie,
Just one movie?
think.
Just one movie.
Oh man. Can we first just talk about how ridiculous the term movie is? It's like from the 1920s, I
Are
think.
you
Yeah, like we're gonna go
film
on down to
or
the town hall and watch ourselves a movie. It's more sophisticated to say
Film
film.
is film is a verb. Film's the verb.
Not a noun.
Oh my God.
I didn't
No, I was gonna be talking to a bunch of snobs on this
know
podcast.
you film something, you don't movie something. Yeah, but like term movie is all could also be like it can be a verb because it's a thing that's moving, but you'll
It's a moving picture.
yeah, it's just a small
It's a
film.
small, it's a smooth
Shut
brain.
up. Because you
And that's
sit
it.
back in your chair with your jumbo popcorn going, movie go ooh. I don't like Rick and Morty the movie like you. But okay, use this like if the aliens came to Earth and they were like, what movie? Oh. Click.
What movie?
We're doomed as a human race.
This is what all movies are.
They all have this guy named Adam Sandler.
Yeah. You guys would love Pixels. How about
I'm telling you, Pixels, Kevin James. I now
Kevin
pronounce.
James plays the president of the United States. It's very believable.
That true? I've never
I
seen
think
Pixels. I didn't even
so.
know
I've never seen
Pixels
the
was
movie,
about.
but I'm pretty sure that's something that happens in it.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Imagine Kevin James as the president.
Man, I'd vote for him.
The president kind of looks like Kevin James, but that's something
He's
else.
already the king of Queens. I mean, he's got his he already has political experience, man.
That's
Well, you don't
true.
really need it. Yeah,
No, you
clearly you don't need.
don't. No, I see. For the aliens, I would have to go with something.
Signs.
Well,
if they're aliens, we should show them aliens.
like aliens or something, just
Yeah.
to get offended by it. Whoa, this is so stereotypical. I can't believe you guys.
They're like, I'm this is appropriative.
You're really having non-alien actors play aliens.
Oh God.
Except for that Adam Sandler, he's an
Yeah.
alien
No, they really I'm glad that you got one of us to play someone. Which is
So
Sandler.
So if you actually showed that I'm an Adam Sandler movie, you'd have to start with like a Billy Madison or
No, so they
one of
hate
the,
it.
yeah, so they hate it, and then show them immediately afterwards like uncut gems.
Oh, so they
Then they're just
show them their
confused. So then they get
range.
like super paranoid and then they leave.
They're like, "Oh my God, this Adam Sandler guy sucks, but he's also really good."
Maybe they'll take him with. It'll be like, we won't study him.
I don't want them to take Adam.
You want them to grow there.
Yeah. I
Adam
don't think I've
Sandler.
had two bullet in the eye. Oh no. Uncut Gems spoiler. I didn't.
Just bleep it in post.
Okay. I don't know what this means. I hope that you didn't hear that if you haven't seen Uncut Gems.
I have not seen Uncut Gems, but I also did not hear what you
Okay. Okay, good. Don't listen back.
Don't listen to this episode.
Okay. Yeah, what I'll, if I show this to anyone, I'll just be
Say
like,
gem spoiler at
ah, yeah.
six minutes.
Six,
I don't
six.
know.
Uncut
Right
Gem spoiler throughout and just don't listen to the thing at
It's
all.
all the way through.
No
It's
time.
actually Uncut Gems. This is our way of bootlegging and Uncut Gems.
Oh, yeah, so you play the audio of it, and then
Yeah.
eventually we'll just put the picture on YouTube, and then yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Anchor doesn't allow. Oh, Anchor doesn't allow video.
Doesn't allow Uncut Gem spoilers.
Wow, we're gonna have to demonetize this one and cut your deal because you put an Uncut Gem spoiler.
Wow, that is cringe.
Oh my God.
You've committed cringe, and therefore you are sentenced to
That is not PogChamp, and
death.
the opposite. Oh my God. Well, no.
So,
What is the most representative movie of our world?
ever.
Probably Idiocracy.
Yeah. No, Chicken Run.
Chicken Run?
Chicken. Yo, they're making a freaking sequel to that on Netflix.
Yeah.
Now.
Those chickens are up to something.
They're
To
running,
portray
man.
American society, you would have to show if someone has lived in a cave, the very first movie you have to show them is Wild Hogs.
Is that a rule? Is
It's
that a
actually a law.
if time travel is ever invented, I will recut Wild
Wild
Hogs in a silent film in black and white and present it as if it is a movie from the 1920s.
Okay. I need to look up and remind myself what the hell Wild Hogs is.
No.
14%
I feel like
on
you
Rotten
I saw it in
Tomatoes.
theaters twice.
Oh my God.
My friend made me see it a second time
Wild
in
Hogs
theaters.
is a dreadful combination of fish out of water jokes, slapstick, and lazy stereotypes. It is perfect to show a man who has been in a cave.
Well, that's all America is,
Yeah.
stereotypes.
Just time travel is invented. It's like, who are you? I am from ancient Greece. It's like, bro, I gotta show you this
Yeah.
movie. It's
Yeah, bro. Have you seen Wild Hog?
Have you seen Wild Hogs
No.
though? He just throws a spear through your head.
You're like, I'll take that as a yes.
You're still alive. Okay, so we're gonna watch it. John Travolta, Tim Allen, Martin Lawrence, and William H. Macy.
Why do you have to cast him as Friday?
Yeah, Ray
Did not look
Liotta.
that up.
Oh,
I was looking at that
Marissa,
one.
they dragged Marissa Tomei into this.
But yeah.
God.
It's.
They got the guy from the house, the home makeover show.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, Tim Allen, yeah.
No, I mean the actual, like one that was on ABC, Home Makeover Extreme Edition or whatever.
Oh.
Ty Dolla Sign.
Ty
His
Dolla Sign?
name's Ty something.
Oh, Sam Travolta is in it as well.
Why is John
Yeah, why
Travolta in it though?
is
Oh.
Sometimes he has really high points, and then like
really.
He does like old dogs and wild hogs.
You know, he just needs money sometimes.
I feel that. I respect the hustle.
You know what movie has the most unnecessary celebrity cameo in it?
What?
And this person is like a main character. Is a Halloween Resurrection with Busta Rhymes.
That's not really a cameo though. He's a main character.
Yeah, I guess I misused.
And he's not like he's not playing himself either. So.
No, he's just some
Mr. Film. You don't know any film terms though.
The weirdest one to me was very recently I just watched the original Muppets movie for the first time. Okay. And there is a freaking Richard Pryor does a cameo in it. And I was like, what? Why are you here? Why are you in the Muppets movie?
The Muppets Take Manhattan.
Yes.
I watched the Muppets movie from 2012 to see Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory sing about being a Muppet. He's a Muppet man.
Then Jason Siegel is also a Muppet man.
Am I a Muppet?
That song was nominated for an Oscar.
Oh my god. It won an Oscar too.
No.
It should have. It was a pretty good song.
That was a good movie. I need to watch that again.
Yeah.
The Academy was like, you know, this kind of slaps.
They turn the bass all the way up and they're bumping in the whip.
The Oscars though.
No, yeah.
Let's talk about award shows.
They're racist.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Get out of the way.
That is a cold take, my friend.
That was.
You know what? I'm going to say it. The Oscars aren't racist.
Okay.
There's your hot take.
Now you've officially taken it too far, buddy.
We're going to have to put you in a. I don't know where to put you.
You're already in the studio, so I think that's punishment enough.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, true.
Still stinking here. It smells like rice now.
Yeah, I'm eating my fried rice.
Oh my god.
I do have a plate of fried rice. Xander, do you want some?
I would love some, actually.
I give it to the guest.
Thank you.
I'm making the noises for it.
You know, once we have a bit, we just stick to it.
That's what people like, right?
I think so. Because I have the bit. I'm breaking the fourth wall right now. I have the bit of trashing Anchor, the sponsor and app that allows us to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But screw them.
Until they take away our sponsorship and we don't get any money.
They don't listen to it.
Zach's got the hiccups.
Cut it. You're saying I don't know film terms.
What?
Let me throw some terms.
Okay.
I'll
give you the textbook definition of all of them.
I am grabbing on to my surroundings.
Hold on to your copy of Wild Hogs.
I'm hugging my DVD copy.
That is why Zach has two copies of Wild Hog on DVD.
Don't expose me like that.
And they're both bootlegged.
Somebody took the time to steal that movie.
I didn't want to dark Zach. Yeah, no, they're going to raid our house and take all his pirated movies.
All right. Yeah. First, before we get to our game show of movie industry terms,
okay.
Let's first talk about good old movie piracy.
Okay. $500,000. Keep that in mind.
You wouldn't steal a house.
You wouldn't.
I would steal a house. Or, and I have.
Do they say you wouldn't steal a house, or is it you wouldn't download?
No, you wouldn't steal.
Is it
okay? You wouldn't steal in the commercial. That's what they say. Like you wouldn't steal a car. You wouldn't steal a house.
Yeah, what if I could download it?
Yeah, if I could download a car and then like materialize it off a hard drive or something. I don't know.
That would be baller. Yeah. I would totally steal a car.
Sounds like that movie Drive by Ryan Gosling. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't watched the movie.
I think we just lots of final to Fast and Furious 9, guys.
Fast and Furious, they're downloading cars now.
My God.
We just exposed the plot to the new Fast and the Furious.
Yes. What's Vin Diesel going to do this time?
Isn't he dead?
No, that's the other one.
There's only the two guys.
I have never seen.
It's just called Two Brothers.
Two Brothers. I've never seen a single Fast and Furious movie.
Oh man, you're missing out.
You've never seen Hobbs and Shaw? No. with Mr. Dwayne, The Rock Johnson, TBE. That means Order of the British Empire. Even though I said TBE.
One of these days, I need to just marathon every single one.
Oh, that sounds exhausting.
That sounds terrible. I would never do that to myself.
I want to do that to myself.
It's in the family. That's the only thing I know.
I know it's about family, Tom, and that's the only thing I know.
Family Tom?
No, yeah. He's like, oh, no. I'm thinking of freaking... There's a reference to it in freaking the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. Oh, God. I feel like Vin Diesel. It's all about Family Tom. Okay.
I'm a quirky little...
I'm a little blue guy.
me and my friends literally, like... almost single-handedly sold out an entire theater of Sonic the Hedgehog on Valentine's Day.
That's like, cringe.
They literally had to put out a sign for limited seating for Sonic the Hedgehog because we bought all the tickets. It was the biggest power move I've ever made in my life.
I'm gonna say, has there ever been a movie where like you were the only one in attendance? Like in an actual theme?
I think so.
Yeah. Wild Hogs.
It always comes back.
Just me and my friend literally in the front row.
the one movie that I know for sure that I was like the only person in attendance. And I don't even know if this movie really exists. I kind of think it's the Mandela Effect.
Okay.
The Footloose remake.
Oh, yeah. No, it's real. I remember that. We talked about social studies all period one day.
Because it diverges from the very first, like the original. Because what's the original? It's like, oh, dancing's banned because
I have no idea.
We're crazy religious or
I've
something.
I've never
like
seen
that.
Either of them.
I've seen the original one, but I don't remember it.
Not no, it's Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon's the original, but so in this remake, the whole reason that music is banned in this town is because all of these hot rotten teenagers are drunk driving and get it smeared by a train. And then it's like, oh, we're gonna ban music because that's the only thing that led them to do that.
Uh-huh. Not the fact that they were just on a train track. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah. It's like dancing bad in the original, and then it's like dead kids in the new one. So,
well, they had to raise
it. He was like really Christian in the original.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, I'm Christian, and in the Bible, they said no dancing, John 3:16.
Yeah. Hustle.
Corinthians. Corinthians 12:13. There shall be no dancing.
Yeah. Exodus.
Get out of my house. Exodus. I'm going to say something about a movie. Mm-hmm. Peter Parker in the original Sam Raimi movies is the biggest simp by textbook definition.
Okay.
Self-realizing mediocre poon.
Okay, that's hot.
It's so mediocre. He grosses me out.
Who else would love poor Tobey Maguire?
Well, third one, he could have had the receptionist. He had the landlord's daughter, and they're both better than MJ. Both.
I would
So is Gwen Stacy.
No, not Gwen Stacy.
No. I know.
Equally me.
Yeah. But, you know, I have a list of things about MJ that I don't like. Stacy's too big. She has a weird back. And her hands.
who's her actress? I need to look.
Kirsten Dunst.
Oh my god.
She's gonna listen to this and just like
absolutely unacceptable.
Listen to this podcast.
She will after this episode.
Yeah.
You've got to hear this. What this guy has to say about you.
You have a weird back.
This because like your hands, Kirsten.
I don't know. Your hands, they're too big. When they touch Tobey Maguire's face, they're as big as his head.
She just squishes it.
Yeah, when she put her hand on his face in that scene in Spider-Man 2, I was like, don't crush his head.
like a basketball. He's just doing, doing, doing. I was going to say, speaking of the Sam Raimi Spider-Mans, the best actor is definitely J.K. Simmons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. My favorite. J.K. Simmons was so good in those movies that they literally couldn't replace him in the freaking Tom Holland ones. They just brought him back.
They're like, we'll just keep paying you. Yeah. It's like, oh, hell yeah. They're
like, you should
have got $1 billion for being in those movies.
No, yeah, he was literally in the end credits scene of Far From Home, and that is it. And he probably got paid like so much. And they basically made him into like Alex Jones too, which is hilarious.
What if they call the next Spider-Man Spider-Man 3?
Oh. Yeah, Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man Far From Home, Spider-Man 3 too.
Spider-Man 3 Reloaded.
Reloaded. We brought back Sam Raimi to direct.
Oh my god! Then it'll finally make a good one with Tom Holland. Yeah,
that'd be justified because Sam Raimi hated Spider-Man. I'm just kidding.
The Tom Holland ones are good.
Bring back Tobey Maguire.
They just replaced Tom Holland, but they still have the rest of the high school kids.
Just Tobey Maguire.
You
are 40 years.
Here's this 85-year-old shambling corpse.
He walks on set. I mean, he has a cane. Yeah,
he's like, I'm going to rub some dirt in your eye.
I'm going to put some dirt in your eye.
You want forgiveness?
Get religion.
Yeah, they had.
Oh, Parker, you're such a Boy Scout. Why didn't you give a guy a break?
I can't.
That's the most ridiculous casting choice out of the Spider-Man movies was, what's his name? From that 70s show, Topher Grace as Topher Venom.
Yeah.
He is not intimidating.
Yeah, we're going to get the least intimidating person in Hollywood to play.
I was like, if they like get like Michael Cera to play.
Hey, I'm right here.
Personally, I would have loved to see Andy Dick play a
Hey, I don't know how Andy Dick talks. Hey.
If anyone is an alien, it's definitely Andy Dick.
Parker, you're such a Boy Scout. Why don't you give a guy a break? It's Brock, sir. Edwin Brock Jr. And I'm dating your daughter.
J.K. Simmons isn't my favorite role because Whiplash has my heart.
Whiplash
is amazing.
Kino.
It's so different. It's so crazy. Like the range he has.
Yeah. I mean, he just has so much passion.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Parker. You're fired.
Addison will do that a lot because he has a cat named Parker. And he'll just randomly be like, Parker!
That's good. That's real good. That's quality content.
Parker. Listening. Get out.
But yeah, should we get to the industry lingo?
Three.
No, I'm excited. About this.
I thought you were gonna say get to the articles because
we got 2 minutes to kill.
You're right.
We got time before we get to the news portion.
Yeah.
So
we don't even have to get to the news, really.
No. Welcome to Leviathan Proportions Game Show segment.
We have a dubstep intro.
Oh my! Yeah, with like a spin, like a spinning Minecraft like graphic.
That's the sound. That's the sound. That's what Wade from Wayne's World says when he has a boner.
Swing, swing. All right. So first, I'm going to ask Xander.
Okay.
I'm ready. Ready.
What is an abbey?
It's the word that comes after Downton.
Correct.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Now, Addison.
Okay.
What is an apple box?
Box full of apples.
And we got a winner here. All right. Back. What is a book?
Oh, you ask yourself the one thing you know.
I would say grip is the word after death. Death grips.
Death grips. Death grips is online.
I don't tell the internet, but
it'll start up again. Get them all riled up.
I'm all riled up over this. Well, actually, for a game, what even is this game show? Is it like How to Be a Millionaire? Is it
How to Be a Millionaire?
I'll call it a Slumdog Millionaire. Perfect.
Why don't you call it Million Dollar Baby?
Yes. Why don't we just call it Boss Baby?
Boss Baby.
Boss Baby.
Boss Baby.
I'm the Boss Baby.
Million Dollar Man. Iron Giant.
$1 million.
Yeah, second category. Let's just go in a circle and name movies.
Okay.
Let's see how long it takes the audience to get fed up with us.
Okay.
All right, let's start with Xander.
Okay. The Muppet Movie.
All right. Top Gun.
The Aristocats.
This game's over. It's over.
This is not funny. We are losing the audience. Addison, for God's sake, get us to the article.
It's our only hope. We have gone too far.
We have
but Das Boot. No,
isn't that Das Boot?
No.
Oh.
It's Das Boot.
Hold on, let me look at my you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I have to look at my movie shelf.
Did you know Margot Robbie set to star in new Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
Oh my god, they're really? Still making those?
Yeah.
Is that real? Really? Is that like
from you.com.
EW.
It's not called the EW, it's called you.com.
You. Thanks for having me tonight on you.
You're welcome.
You. But, okay. Has anyone actually enjoyed the Pirates of the Caribbean? I've hated those movies.
I've never.
I thought they were fun. The only one that I really have seen is the first one.
Movies aren't supposed to be fun. They're all supposed to be Schindler's List.
Yeah, okay. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Margot Robbie.
Yeah, and it's from the Birds of Prey director. Producer.
Oh, God, no.
Right now, screenwriter.
Oh, no.
And they're going to write it really weird.
Wait, I shouldn't dump on Birds of Prey because I haven't seen it yet.
Really?
Oh, you have? No, I actually saw Birds of Prey, And I actually kind of liked it. I actually really dug it.
I like the because I watched the DC animated show, like the Harley Quinn show, and I really enjoyed that. But anything with the DC name by it, movie wise, I always love them. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's gonna be terrible.
True.
I was a good movie. No, there's so many good choreographed action sequences that are just super creative and cool to look at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's good. It feels a lot like Deadpool, but it's not relying on reference humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. It's all on Ryan Reynolds, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like Margot Robbie. Mm-hmm. All good movies.
It was a good time.
I, Tonya. Once Upon a Time.
Hollywood. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Once Upon a Time was, that would be a role for
her. She has a lot of range. I learned that from that.
Yeah.
New topic.
We're done with this. No more Pirates of the Caribbean ever.
No more complimenting Margot Robbie on her success.
Welcome to the compliment,
Margot Robbie. Okay.
I am done simping for Margot Robbie.
We are never done simping for Margot Robbie.
Geek.com, get out of here. Okay. All right, this next article is from Cinema Blend. Can we pull this up on your phone? Because we have to open this article. We're going to have an opinion. Have you seen all the National Lampoon Vacation movies?
No.
What? You've never seen all of them?
Never. No.
Get the heck out of here.
I'm sorry.
There's only one that matters. There's only one that matters. Yes.
The original one and Christmas Vacation are the two that matter.
Wait, which one is the original? Is that the European Vacation?
I think it's just called Vacation.
Oh, yeah, it's just called National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah. Oh, is that the one where they go to the theme park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that one is really good.
They ranked them. And apparently, I think it's just an opinion piece because only one person wrote it, I'm assuming.
Oh, God. I don't think you forwarded the articles to me.
No, I put them in the group chat.
Oh,
let me pull.
I got it. Let me pull. Get off of me.
No, let me pull it up.
Why is this text giant?
I don't know why they included the reboot with Christina Applegate.
Oh, God, no, yeah. We're skipping right over that. That's number five.
Yeah, the one with Christina Applegate and you.
Can't ignore the vacation canon, Zach.
There is no canon. It's all out of whack.
Yeah, I guess I should look into
the mythos.
Vacation films.
Mythologically amazing.
And they don't actually exist.
They're like Greek mythology.
They're just an enigma. All right. Yeah,
it's a shame what happened to Chevy Chase, though.
What did happen?
Fell off.
Fell off a house?
He fell off the earth.
He fell off a house, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They sure do love the slapstick in these movies.
Right.
But yeah, and number four.
Number four, European Vacation. I think that's the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they all look pretty old in that one. We're fed up with being a family.
I hate all of you.
Yeah, that's the gritty one. That's the one where they really talk about the family dynamics.
It's all about the family. As a matter of fact, Fast and the Furious is just a reboot of the National Anthem Vacation movies.
They all separated. They all took a different path, and now they're race cars.
If you look in the back, Chevy Chase is in all of the Fast and the Furious movies. His last name is Chase.
Yeah. Could be a villain in those movies. I could see it.
Yeah, he should be in Scooby-Doo movies because his name is Chase.
That's what Fast 9 is going to be. They're going to tie it into the
American Lampoons.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to come out next year.
Oh, yeah. Because it was going to come out this year, but it got delayed.
Dancing on Paul Walker's grave.
Oh, they'll milk that cow until it's out of milk.
Oh, yeah.
CGI him in.
If they grand Mark Carden him, man.
When I see you again. Oh!
That is the most annoying song to ever come out of a movie.
That's the most annoying song to ever come out.
Why is Wiz Khalifa in it? What's the connection?
Because he's talking about his family.
It's all about family.
His family, Mia Khalifa, his cousin.
Mia Khalifa. That's his only family.
It's Mia Khalifa. His only fans.
But I was gonna say that the European Vacations, with how gritty it was, I definitely think it was an A24 film.
Who cares about Europe?
Yeah, that's why we're going to number three, Vegas Vacation.
Oh, I love Vegas Vacation. It's my second favorite.
Wayne Newton was in it. That is one I have not seen.
It's good. It's good. Like it.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it. You go on a Vegas Vacation every 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. I do like me a Vegas Vacation, so it'll probably be very relatable.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So number two is the first one. The very first movie.
The classic. Big jumper on the original. I'm just kidding. Everybody knows Christmas Vacation's the best one.
Yes, let's just skip
to it.
Yeah. Christmas knows. Vacation is peak comedy.
Oh.
What? What?
You know what I think peak comedy is?
What?
Spinal Tap. Zach has left the studio. He's leaving the studio. Just me and Xander sitting alone, walking up the stairs. He's going to jump off the roof.
No.
I'm sorry. No. It's over.
You can't monetize this anymore.
I don't know. He's coming back.
Is he done pouting about Spinal Tap?
He's taking his rice and he's leaving again. Xander is sitting here mortified.
I am astonished.
What he is going to do next.
Yeah.
Oh, he's back.
Oh my god.
I've been doing that a lot.
Have you been tested or are you going to infect your whole office?
Yeah. I don't really care.
Oh my god.
My fault we all went to Walmart yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You had to get your garlic bread for dinner.
It was a great dinner. I want my spaghetti.
Okay.
Fantastic dinner, believe me.
The best dinner.
It's the best
spaghetti, boss.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Here I go again.
Nah, nah.
What's our last article? Okay. Do movies still need multiplexes?
Is that just a fancy way of saying movie theater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's from the New Yorker. Of course they're pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
Do our films still need to be displayed on a multiplex screen?
Me when I walk into the multiplex, what's all this stuff? What's all this stuff?
Darling, let's venture over to the multiplex over at, they're going, like, bankrupt, pretty much. What, I'm trying to think of the movie theater.
Oh, AMC?
He's going bankrupt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they can't show movies.
Yeah.
Because we need single plexes.
Yeah, not multi. We just need one plex.
One single plex.
Go into
one
a room
single screen, which is just a TV. Just watch it on TV, then.
Yeah,
watch the movie.
Pirate your movies at home. Like
just don't watch movies.
That's the moral of the story here today.
Movies are terrible.
Don't watch movie bad.
No, if you're gonna watch a movie, watch Roadhogs. I think that's
Roadhogs. How dare you?
Sequel.
They're on the road the whole time. They're just yelling at each other on the road.
No. So the movie starts and it's all of them like on their motorcycles again.
Okay.
But then they hit a patch of like loose gravel or sand. And you just see a horrific
four-car pile-up.
Final Destination 2.
Oh, my
God. Accident pile-up.
No, they're hogs. They gotta be motorcycles. It's a motorcycle accident. They all die.
Yeah.
Except for John Travolta.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my god, where are my friends?
No, yeah, it's the John Travolta like looking around meme.
All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge.
Man, Wild Hogs. It always circles back.
It always, when you die, Wild Hogs.
It's just on loop.
Why are we here? Just to suffer.
Oh, how could I forget an even more important movie? Dare I say, even more important movie than Wild Hogs?
No.
The movie.
Impossible. Impossible.
The movie series that ruined the career of a famous actor.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Garfield.
Oh, yes. I forgot about
it. It didn't ruin his career. He just hated it.
Yeah. Well, no, wasn't the story that he Brothers or something was directing it?
The Coen brothers directing a Garfield movie?
No, like, no, he, there was some, he was confused about, like, movie.
Wait, he thought the Coen brothers were going to direct a movie about Garfield?
Yeah. Garfield, the Tale of Two Kitties.
You know, they're like Big Lebowski, you know, No Country for Old Men, Garfield, Tale of Two Kitties.
Garfield, the Tale of Two Kitties, just
as you do, as you have to.
I would love a movie like that under my belt that I never talk about.
I want a serious Garfield movie.
Yeah. Oh, so no, one of the writers of the movie, his last name is Coen, and I'm pretty sure I heard that Bill Murray was confused and thought it was like the Coen brothers.
Do you know what would make the Garfield movies even more horrific as you're watching it?
What?
If at the very start you saw that.
Is it not?
I
think the Harvey Weinstein is Garfield. All he does is lays around and eat lasagna.
Horrible crimes.
Sexual assault all over the place.
Yeah, have you not seen
Isn't that the first Garfield comic?
What, that he sexually assaults a bunch of people and then gets
canceled.
And then he's disgraced from Hollywood.
Yeah, then he's just like Mondays, am I right?
I hate Mondays. That was Harvey Weinstein's whole trial. I hate Mondays. Kind of looks like Garfield, I mean.
I see the comparisons, definitely.
It's just that he's fat and orange.
He's fat and orange.
Yeah. That sounds like another man.
That sounds like another man we all know and admire.
Yeah, they've hosted on the show, actually.
It's true. Wait. Harvey Weinstein never hosted.
No, Harvey Weinstein didn't host, but
what do you call Donald Trump? They? He's not non-binary.
Put a gender.
Every day you go on the news, he's like, "I'm a man."
Or am I a man?
I'm a bit of a man. Am I a puppet or am I a man? I'm a bit of a man.
We'll have to ask him next time he stops by.
Oh, he's right here.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Hello.
Let me. Why did we double up on the sound effects?
He is now in the studio.
Please welcome President Trump.
Hello.
Oh my god, Mr. Trump.
That's... Hello. What are you talking about today?
Oh, we're talking about your similarities to Garfield.
Yeah.
I love Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a funny cat?
Garfield, funny cat. Do funny cat dance.
Did you like the Bill Murray movie?
Oh my god. Top 5 keto.
Mr. Trump, what are your top 5 favorite movies of all time?
Oh, don't even get me started. Well, number 5, has got to be, without question, The Art of the Deal.
It's not a movie.
When I wrote it.
Okay.
Number four. Mr. Trump? Oh, I'm sorry. Number four. The Comedy Central roast of Donald Trump.
Okay.
Again, not a movie.
It was an hour.
That's theatrical runtime. Okay, okay. You know, technically correct.
You know what, Zach? I'm shipping you back.
Okay.
I'm calling the department. Of Homeland Security.
Calm down. Calm down. All right, let's get to number three.
Number three. With that question. Number two. Why are you laughing at me? Is it because it's such a funny movie?
Yeah, I just remember
it's how hilarious
that movie is.
Yes.
Yeah,
fantastic. Number two, that question.
Is this all about?
Without question.
Without question.
Why'd you ask a question?
That's a classic.
It's without question.
Yeah.
Okay. Ow! Why did Trump hit me?
Trump.
Somebody call him. Ow, ring him in! Ring him in!
No!
Get the list!
Zach, no. I'm just watching Zach slowly get beat up by Donald Trump.
I'm going to kill a man today. Number two. The SpongeBob movie.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, that's, yeah.
You know, I might vote for you now.
I'm
Zach.
And number one, we already know. Garfield is Tale of Two Kitties. It's without question.
Oh, okay. And not Wild Hogs? Not Wild Hogs?
Wild Hogs. I'm replacing Art of the Deal with Wild Hogs.
Okay.
Shut up. Why don't you shit your mouth?
All right, we're
going to
need
to escort him. Don't touch me. Don't step, kid. I will not be touched by an angel. My favorite show.
There's a ho-ho outside. Do you want to
come? There's a what?
There's a ho-ho.
A ho-ho?
And zebra cakes and Twinkies.
I don't think there's really a ho-ho outside.
No. You won't believe me. You won't believe it, but believe me, there's a box of Captain
lied
Crunch.
Before. You've lied before, Zach.
There's a box
you are
of
no
Captain
liar.
Crunch.
Fake news.
There's a box
of Captain Crunch outside. Captain Crunch himself better be inside.
Okay, let me go check on him. Yep, he's here. Oh my god! Oh, no!
Captain.
Captain Trump is gone.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was quite a fight to get him out of here.
Zach took a beating.
Did Captain Crunch and Donald Trump just throw down in the studio?
I don't know what just happened.
Outside, they're having
quite the dispute.
Yeah.
Donald Trump was not a fan of Oops All Berries, apparently.
Fan of the Crunch Berry cereal, no.
No, sir. Not me neither. I mean,
they cut the roof of your mouth.
Not the Crunch Berries.
Just
the round.
Captain Crunch and Berries.
Yeah, the Captain general. Crunch cuts your mouth.
That's why you
oh
gotta
my God,
get
it. He's cutting Donald Trump. But not with the cereal, but with the switchblade.
Oh my God.
It's getting pretty serious. I think that he said he was going to send him back to Africa.
Oh. Yeah, Trump is definitely missing him there. So wait, if Ken...
He called him a thug.
Oh my God.
you know, in 10 years when this episode goes on Twitter and we're all trending, like, you know, the Leviathan
proportion. You mean in 10 minutes?
Yeah, well, the Leviathan proportion party is over. What are we going to do?
Well, you mean the Leviathan proportion is over party?
Yeah.
The party is over.
You know what I mean.
Dyslexic.
I am also.
But did you agree with Trump's list? I liked it.
I it's a respectful. I don't know why he put Dumb and Dumber 2 on there, but I guess when you know Trump as long as we have, that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, obviously, you wouldn't like the first one.
Mm.
It's all about the new school with him. Yeah. He's very hip.
I felt like Step Bros might be on the list, but
they were all movies from the 2000s.
I was expecting an appearance from Adam Sandler. I was disappointed a little bit.
Whoa! I can't do Adam Sandler. Bubble party. Slappy Joe, Slappy Joe. I love me some Slappy Joe.
Adam Sandler, I'm hearing.
I think I heard Adam Sandler.
No, he is not allowed in the studio.
He's outside. Slappy Joe, Slappy Joe.
How many just celebrities do we have on standby?
I think that who else?
Oh, Woody Allen.
Oh, I think Woody Allen's outside. Should we let him in?
Oh, thank you. Oh, like Woody Allen. Oh, thank you for letting me in. My name is Woody Allen. I had an affair.
It's nice
with
to
my,
meet you. It's nice to meet you.
I had an affair with my daughter.
What movies were you in?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I just slept with my daughter.
Talk about something else, please.
Annie Hall.
Yeah.
Annie Hall.
Uh-huh.
That's
mm-hmm. That is a movie.
That's definitely a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So is Ants. Oh my god.
Don't throw plates at us. What are you doing? My rice is everywhere now. Are you okay? Should we?
No. Can you believe Woody Allen threw a plate at me?
A plate of fried rice, nonetheless. Yes, it is very good fried rice.
Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here.
Crazy. Can you believe he slept with his daughter?
I can believe it. Just look at it.
You know about Woody Allen.
That's literally the two.
All I know is Annie Hall, ants, and slept with his daughter.
The only two things you need to know.
And he also repeats his name all the time.
Yeah. I don't think he does do that.
You never know. Never know.
I think this is your headcanon, Zach.
I mean, he was doing it when he was here, but now he's gone.
I don't know. We'll have to ask him the next time we run into
What about, Gilbert Godfrey's on standby.
I love that this bit is just our celebrity.
Yeah, no,
Gilbert Godfrey.
Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah, it's better. I wasn't shred enough.
Yeah,
it'd be racist if I did an Ice Cube
impression. Yeah, it does.
I was trying to do an Obama voice.
Zach does that all the time.
That's just me talking.
I'm gonna do my Ice Cube.
All right.
Hey. I run the barbershop.
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
Oh my god! I forgot that was a.
We're gonna have a ride along.
Oh my god!
That sounds like Mark Wahlberg.
I was gonna say that's Mark Wahlberg.
I was in Ted. In Ted 2.
Wait.
Ted Talk.
Ted Talk. That's just Seth. Oh, let me.
That's Seth MacFarlane's podcast. Ted Talk.
Can we have Seth MacFarlane on this episode for real?
Wait, Seth MacFarlane's coming in?
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God, no. No. I won't let you disgrace my hero.
It's actually Ben Shapiro.
Hypothetically, let's say that the best movie of all time
is Schindler's List.
I feel like Ben Shapiro would not like
Schindler's List. No, you would not.
Ben Shapiro probably like
he fell just asleep laughing the whole time. Why don't they turn Jordan Peterson's book into a movie? I want 12 Rules, the movie.
That's just Joker.
Okay, we're almost out of time.
All right. Well, I think that pretty well does it.
Yeah,
we have 5 more minutes, so if there's anything else that you guys have on your mind.
Yeah, I guess I could plug my stuff.
Oh yeah, give us a piece of your mind.
Yeah. Let's laugh for 30 seconds straight.
Let's laugh for 5 minutes so he doesn't have time to plug.
Yeah. God, okay, no, A Piece of Our Minds is a podcast. It's on a bunch of stuff. It's me and 2 of my friends, and we talk about writing that we're working on, and also we talk about movies a lot on there as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like a probably more put together, consistent version of this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot.
Hey, I
don't get many because we don't get that many celebrity guests, which is a shame.
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll bring you some.
Yeah, we can book Trump whenever.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Trump's always open.
Yeah.
He literally is always hanging around our bar. He just walks around the complex all day.
He just bounces.
He circles.
He like bounces a basketball and just kind of looks in wantingly.
We have to close the shades so he can't like peek in at us with his head against the window.
Now again, I'm gonna get super meta. Uh-huh. Get it? That's a movie.
Yeah,
I get
it. It's a movie TV. It's just a term.
Anyway, I just realized that we are like any standard late night comedy show. Every time that we bring Trump in.
Yeah, that's literally all they do.
So is that what we've evolved to? We're just Jimmy Kimmel.
We're acting news, though.
Oh yeah, speaking of which, yeah, we did bring a news. Our news division is expanding.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So now we're gonna go to the fields of Afghanistan.
Where is happening currently?
Where is everybody? I'm standing out in the middle of a field with a microphone. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Nobody's here.
Well, I'll let you guys pat up the show. Xander, it was good to hear from you. I have to go to the bathroom, so.
Oh, he's
okay.
Kind of take a dump.
Yeah.
That's a great way to end it.
A big dump. Wait, what? Okay. Well.
No, I appreciate you guys having me on. This was fun.
Of course.
This is a good time. Yeah.
Now you've got a reciprocate.
I am forced to have you guys on my
now side. You are forced to have it can be both of us or just me or just Zach.
Okay. But it has to be one of those are my 3 options.
Yes. But you have to do it.
I will keep an open mind.
Yeah, I'll check the schedule.
Yeah, you check if you're available for.
I'll see if I'm available for the time you haven't told me yet.
Yeah,
you force me eventually, right? I mean, I'll just keep Monday through Sunday open.
Okay, that's most days.
24.
That
I think that's all the days.
It's at least most of them.
Did I forget one of the days? Intern.
Yes.
I think I forgot one of the days, but okay. Well, yes.
Yes. How do we end this?
End episode.
Cool.
Alexa.
Alexa, end episode.
Alexa, end episode. I'm Alexa, afraid I can't do that right now. Oh.
Yeah, Alexa, give me a witty dialogue to a outro.
Hey, Alexa, turtle statue. Turtle system.
Alexa, play Wild Hogs.
Oh, yeah. Alexa, turn on Wild Hogs. I'm going to say it right. One of the 50s. Okay. Alexa, play Wild Hogs. Can do.
Nice.
Wait, what? You can record over an hour? I was wrong. I thought it just automatically ended in an hour. Let's just end this anyways.
Okay.
Anchor finally stepped up. Over an hour recording now.
Congrats. I'm proud of Anchor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alexa, play Wild Hogs. Goodbye, everybody. See you in 6 months.
Goodbye.